My next guest, Mike Finkel, was a celebrated New York Times reporter who, after embellishing a high-profile cover story, found himself fired and disgraced and desperately seeking work. A lucky but totally bizarre break then came along when a man stole Finkel's identity, and that man wasn't a petty thief, but an accused murderer.
Hello?
Hi, I'm a reporter with the Oregonian. I wanted to get your side on the Christian Longo story.
Who?
He murdered his entire family.
Why are you telling me this?
Because when they apprehended him, he said he was Mike Finkel of the New York Times.
That's a clip from the new film True Story, starring Jonah Hill and James Franco, and it tells the story of how the real Mike Finkel decided to meet the accused murderer who stole his identity and the unlikely relationship and writing project that the two of them formed. The film opens on April 17th. The real Mike Finkel is sitting with me now in the studio. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
I described this relationship that you formed with this accused murderer who assumed your identity as a lucky break. Is that fair? Is that what this became for you after your career was sort of ruined at the Times?
I'm hesitant to use the word blessing, but it was the fact that this guy used my name was helpful to me on some level. It gave me a connection, and this is not the type of story I would ever pursue, a tragedy with, you know, three murdered children and a dead wife, but yet he brought me into this story, and not just any guy, a guy who's on the 10 most wanted list for the FBI next to Osama bin Laden at the time. And how could you not? I mean, I'm a journalist through and through. How could you not be curious about that, especially the almost cosmic, almost divine intervention sort of nature of that coincidence?
Tell me how the relationship started. You met up, I assume, in a visiting room at the county lockup, maybe across the glass or some grating.
Exactly. So I sit across from this guy. The single scariest thing about Christian Longo is that there is nothing scary about him at all. I pride myself on being a good journalist, being able to read people, oh, this is, you know, you're in the Middle East. No, maybe you shouldn't go here. Maybe you should do this, or here's a bad person. It pulled the rug out from under me and my understanding of people. Here's a guy who, look, has a baby face, has a warm personality, has an engaging wit. You think to yourself, there is just no way that I'm looking at someone who could have murdered three children and his wife.
And yet,
the facts of the case. Four bodies found in the Oregon coast, one live guy found under a pseudonym in Mexico. Doesn't look good. Looks me in the eye, tells me he's innocent. Not only that, he says, I know you just got fired. I know that you can't afford to make even the tiniest of missteps. All I ask is for you to be a complete and thorough journalist. Listen to me, and I will prove to you that I'm innocent.
So the subject matter of your book in telling his story, he is trying to establish his innocence. He wants to use you as a vessel to establish his own innocence?
Yeah, there's a little cat and mouse game quality. He's awaiting trial. There's 9 months he's in jail. He's talking to me. Everything he tells me, I'm running around, of course, trying to double check, triple check. I can't afford to make even a slight misstep. And he knows this. And it turns out that he very well was sort of rehearsing his, you know, the speech that he was rehearsing his defense. He knew that I would go and check everything, and any little wobble, any misinformation, I would bring up to him and he would correct it. And I was inadvertently trying to help him get away with murder.
And are you okay with having even unwittingly been an accessory to a murderer's attempted defense or attempted exoneration?
No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with really any part of this story. It's a really uncomfortable story to me. I'm deeply emotionally involved in it, but that doesn't mean I'm comfortable. It's there's an internal tug of war about every aspect of this story. So no, there's no comfort.
At the same time, is he a friend now, after all that you've been through with him?
Friend is much too simple a word to use when in a story this complicated, but I do have a relationship with him.
What's the word?
I think you need a book length.
Well, try a few. What is he to you at this point?
You know, he is a doppelganger on some level. Sometimes I think about something like this. You know, you smoke one cigarette and you look at the package, the picture on the package. It's like, you know, this black lung. He's like this warning sign to me, the size of a billboard. It's like before he was a murderer, what he really was a liar. And he's sort of like this terrible warning signs, like the worst you could ever imagine of a person writ large, and yet took on my identity for some reasons. He's like this I don't know. He's like this warning sign to me on some level.
Warning of what? What could happen?
If
you look at him and before he was a murderer, he was a liar. People said that you were a liar. I'm not suggesting that you're anywhere on the path to murder, but you chose the word that before he was this monster, he was just a liar, just like you.
Right. Obviously, there's no equivalency between writing a flawed story and murdering your family. But like I said, and maybe I'm just putting this on it in my own mind, but the profound coincidence of him taking on my identity, the moment I lost my own, it has some weird cosmic and profound meaning to me. You lie about, you know, one story and who knows what chasm can open in the earth. And there's some tiny poke of Christian Longo that lives in my head that is a profound warning of how horrible things can go.
Would you go back to the New York Times now if you could?
New York Times is a fantastic newspaper, and New York Times Magazine is great. I don't think that's an option.
Right. The film is True Story. It opens April 17th. It is the true story of Mike Finkel and his doppelganger, the person who assumed his identity, Christian Longo. They're both played by James Franco and Jonah Hill. Mike Finkel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.